This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Today's show is sponsored by Gaida Door and Window. Take advantage of Gaida Door and Window's big summer sales event. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Of course, we've been talking about the blown calls in the Phillies game yesterday, but we are looking ahead to tomorrow, as at noon tomorrow, Plymouth White Marsh High School, Fritz versus DeCamera Part 2, as Fritz goes in at down 1-0. Tomorrow is baseball, and we are lucky enough to have tomorrow's home plate ump on with us, Pat McGrane. Pat joins us on the show. Pat, thanks for your time today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
So I think just off the top, I hope you understand, I'm sure you do, but the importance of this matchup, especially with Jack being down 1-0, you understand the scope of how big this is, right?
I understand that besides, you know, the title for the whole free world, that this is probably the next most important thing, because at least it's the title of Philadelphia.
It sure is.
Right.
Yes. So, and I hope you don't take offense to this. And this is not, this is more for informational purposes, but I guess we kind of want to know have the audience know your qualifications as an ump, given that this is such a big event tomorrow.
Sure. I have two good eyes, which is, I think, is important.
Yep.
But more importantly, I've been umpiring for 38 years, and so I've been doing this since I was 15 years old. I do everything from little 8-year-old kids with a pitching machine all the way up to college, and so I've been doing this for years. I umpire about 100 to 125 games a year. I have been asked to travel all over the country. I have umpired at Cooperstown. I am, in my estimation, one of the better umpires, at least in the area. There's a small group of us that work really hard at our craft. And, I know that Jack pitched at Bloomsburg. I have umpired, for teams from Bloomsburg, from Westchester. So I am, about as qualified as it's going to get. I'm better than just a PIAA umpire, because this is better than high school baseball, as far as I'm concerned.
Hell yeah. So, that's what I like to hear.
So
how would you describe, you know, your umpiring style, if I could ask that? If that's a way you could answer.
Sure. I mean, I have a little bit more of I have a tighter strike zone.
That's a problem.
How do we change that?
Well, it's funny, because I had the conversation with somebody who will remain anonymous. I said, do you want a little league strike zone or do you want a college strike zone? And what I got back from him was, no, this has got to be high school, college. Jack pitched. I said, yeah, but Jack hasn't pitched in 15 years.
Right.
So
right.
Jack hitting the strike zone is going to be a little bit more challenging. I will tell you, as a proud owner of a Westchester University club baseball pitcher myself, my 19-year-old, was 8-0 this year for Westchester, so I know what good pitching looks like.
Okay.
And he knows what it looks like, too. In fact, he's going to be your base umpire tomorrow.
So
the kid is going to be on the bases tomorrow, and I'm going to be, yes, because he is an umpire as well. He's very good out there. But all of this to say that the strike zone is a little bit tighter. We can open it if we need to, and I always tell coaches, for an extra $20, I'll give you the boxes. I'm not a proud man. So whatever it is you need. But you know, the plate as wide as it is, the black part around the plate is also a strike. And so you just got to be able to come close to hitting that, and it'll be a strike. I will say that I think – I don't know Joe personally, but I think Joe highly underestimates the ability – highly overestimates his ability to hit a baseball. It's a round ball. It's a round bat. And I suspect I take more foul balls off the mask and the gear than he puts in play tomorrow.
Yeah, that's my guess. Well,
I didn't even think about that part of it. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's got to be protected back there.
So, speaking of Joe, you know, we know arguing balls and strikes is a no-no. Are you going to, and he's a whiny baby. So, like, are you prepared to keep him in line and perhaps warn him if he gets a little mouthy?
So my understanding is that I'm going to be wearing a GoPro and speaking to somebody who is not an athlete. So speaking to Joe tomorrow is going to be similar to telling all the Karens to shut up on the third base side when little Bobby hasn't been able to play all year, gets one at bat, he doesn't get his strikes. So, yeah, I can't throw Joe out. I wouldn't throw Joe out, but if he decides to get mouthy, it's going to get ugly, and it's going to get ugly in a hurry.
Okay.
Wow.
I like this guy.
I'm a big fan early.
Yeah.
Big fan early.
That's also a warning to you, Fritz. Don't you be on the mound complaining about balls and strikes either.
So I've had that problem in the past, Pat. You know, I'll let the emotion out on the mound. Now, are you are we talking like low strike zone, high strike zone? Like, I'm more of a kneesman.
So the strike zone, by definition, depending on what you look at, but by definition, from the letters to the belly button, that halfway point is about the top of your gut. So that's about as high as I go. So you'll get you want to leave it, Jack. You want to leave it right around the top of the belly. You're going to get a strike, and I'm going to give it to you right at about the bottom of the knees. So it is fairly big, top to bottom. I know we have seen a lot of strike calls in the major leagues the past 2 years. A lot of those high strikes, and the players will say that's not a strike. It's not a strike. But that little box on Fox tells you that it is a strike. And it is. It's not a popular strike, but it is the strike zone. And so I'm going to give you that strike at the top of the stomach.
We're with Pat McGrane, who is the home plate ump for tomorrow's Fritz versus DeCamera 2 at Plymouth White Marsh High School at noon. I want to make sure, you know, because we had Joe on the air last week sort of negotiating the rules, and I'm just going to be honest with you. I don't trust our program director, brand manager, Rod Lakin. I feel like he is, well, I'm just being honest, and he did hire me back here and blah, 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 blah. But, like, I feel like he's been trying to skew this toward DeCamera. Has he, like, given you the rules? Like, you know, Jack does get 4 minutes in between every three outs. Joe is allowed one timeout per at bat. Those sorts of things. Or just make sure, I guess, if you haven't been given the rules, that he does give you the rules.
I will tell you that 4 minutes in between every three outs is not a lot. Four minutes is basically allowing another team. So, for instance, you get three outs, you walk off the mound, you're probably looking at somewhere between 10 and 12 minutes rest. So 4 minutes for Jack is not a lot of rest time, particularly considering the fact it's going to be about 90 to 94 degrees tomorrow. So that's a lot. So let's stay hydrated, Jack, because I don't want you cramping up and then complaining that we got cramps in your hamstring and you couldn't throw a strike. Like, this is going to be done fairly. I truly believe you are at the advantage here. There is in no way, shape, or form, and I don't care how many people in Philadelphia hear this, in no way, shape, or form do I think Joe has a chance, a snowball's chance in hell of getting on base. Is it four times?
Four times. Yeah, well, three times is a push.
Not, yeah, the three of the push thing, I'm starting to get more annoyed. We're getting closer and closer.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Look, unless you walk him, I don't see it happening. You've got fielders. In fact, I think there should be a side wager how many he actually puts into the outfield, because I don't see that legitimately.
Yeah, I don't see that happening one time.
No,
yeah,
I don't see it happening. Look, I watched his golf swing, just got awful. I don't know how you lost to him, but I watched
that
video. Holy crap. So that was fine. I can imagine that the swing is going to be worse. There's probably a $20 bet that his hands aren't even together the first time he puts them on a bat. I just don't see it happening.
Wow, Pat.
Yeah.
I hope Joe's listening.
Yeah, I hope so too. I do need to dig in to who at WIP told you to make the strike zone smaller. In that I suspect there's only two people.
Two people, I'm imagining.
There's two people.
You want to guess? I mean, I don't want to out them online.
Well, it's either Skopinich or Lakin. Those are the only two.
Well, look, I've been friends with Dave Skopinich for years. That's my guy. He can do no wrong.
Well,
in fact, Dave's kids both umpire for me. So okay. I mean,
well, is the game after noon?
Yeah, yeah. They don't get up early. That's what I heard. Yeah.
Me and the Skopinich family are tight. So he tells me what he wants, but he said no. This has got to be a real strike zone. Mm. I could call it as wide as we want. The only people that are going to know are everybody that watched the GoPro.
right.
From my helmet. So I feel like I got to be as honest as possible.
Yeah, I mean, there's an accountability for you in that there will be the GoPro, and I'm sure everybody that's there will have their phones out, all that sort of stuff. So, well, we appreciate you. We'll get your opinion on this as an umpire. We were talking earlier, you know, I don't know if you saw the plays from last night, but the umpire in the Phillies game blowing a bunch of calls. Your thoughts on Major League Baseball sort of drifting toward the ABS system, which will allow players to challenge and have it be sort of electronically said whether it's a ball or a strike, which I think eventually will lead to that always happening. What are your thoughts on the sort of robo umpire movement?
Well, I hate it because it takes to me, baseball is the most beautiful sport ever created. To me, it's a religion. 108 stitches on the baseball, 108 beads on a rosary. It's not a mistake, right? So to me, the simplicity of baseball is what is beautiful. The fact that we want to go back and replay and go back and replay and go back and replay, and that's fine, I suppose, considering the amount of money that we're spending. I don't mind the notion that what we have right now, where you can review, you're allowed a certain number of reviews because they've made it quick. With all of the time that we've now saved in baseball between the pitch clock and the number of visits and the number of throws over, we've dropped over an hour off of our baseball time. We want to add in back 5, 10, 15 minutes to make sure we get our calls 99% right. I'm okay with it as long as it's just seen as review. I hate the notion of getting rid of the umpire altogether.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
All right. Well, Pat McGrane, he will be the home plate umpire tomorrow. We look forward to seeing you and you calling a fair game, which is what we want. We think Jack can win a fair game. So we appreciate
it. I think if Jack doesn't win, we've got a real problem here.
Well, trust me. Yes. We've all got a real problem here. Most notably, Jack. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. We look forward to seeing you tomorrow. We thank you for your time today.
Appreciate it, Pat.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, guys.
All right.
There he is. That is a serious ump, Jack.
Man.
Beyond serious, actually.
That was more than I expected.
Me too.
Yeah.
He brought it.
He did. What do you think of his, you know, his strike zone, the way he described it?
Well, given how I've been throwing recently, I'm going to need the low strike. So I've been down in the zone.
Okay.
A little bit.
But that's what you want to be.
That's what I want to be. Yeah. I got a heavy fastball. Everyone knows that.
Yeah. My
two-seamer hasn't moved like this ever before. I'm getting a little excited.
By the way, his point about Major League Baseball players, because before we had the box on the screen, they would not call, because we learned in Little League and in high school, it was the numbers to the knees, right? Letters on the jersey to the knees. Major League Baseball players, until the box started coming up, I don't think ever thought that was a strike. That was not a Major League strike. It was really sort of, I'm pointing to myself, like 4 inches over your belly button, that I think that's what they would think was a high strike, the highest part of the strike zone. If you're getting numbers to the knees, you're going to strike the camera out.
It's a pretty big strike zone.
Yeah.
What are you going to do about the camera when he does his crouching tiger, hidden dragon stance?
Good luck swinging.
Yeah.
He says he's going to crouch like Pete Rose.
I think Pat knows how to call. It has to be called fairly.
Sure.
You know, I don't think he's going to let Joe, you know.
What about the camera's like strategy this week? I can't figure out. Like, what is his, is he just trying to lower it, like lower his own expectation? Like, what does he think is going to happen tomorrow? Well, does he think he can hit?
No.
No. I think he thinks. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I believe he believes you can't throw enough strikes.
Yeah.
To get him out.
Yes.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah, I think he's going to.
Yeah.
By the way, it's less
about him thinking he's going to actually get a real base hit or four base hits.
No, I think he wants to get into your brain. I don't think the bat is coming off the shoulder until you can prove you throw strikes. Yep. But I think once you prove you throw strikes, it's over for the
camera. He has to swing, yeah.
Yeah.
Because then he gets ripped for not even
trying.
Competing.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, by the way, that could be a benefit. He makes light contact in the infield. That's a benefit to you because that's fewer pitches you got to throw.
There's no way that ball is leaving the infield.
I don't think so.
No.
There's no way that ball is leaving the infield.
And
I won golf, I would have said no outfielders.
Well, and
we can't even take chances.
You got to have that conversation with the infielders tomorrow. Hey, Joe is slow.
Right.
Don't rush
it. Take your time.
Take your time. Get the no errors. I don't want any extra at bats.
And bring the outfielders up.
Yep.
Yeah. We don't need no doubles defense.
The ball's not
no.
getting hit over their head anywhere.
Yeah. And if he does, God bless him.
If he wants to, I'll
quit. Like, not to show, but like, I'll never say I played baseball ever again. You can erase the name from the record books, whatever. If he hits one like off the fence,
right.
It's over. My God. It's over.
Yes. Yeah, like, yeah, I think so.
It's a high school field.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just trying to think about the measurements at a high school field.
It's big.
It's pretty big, right?
Yeah. There's no way he's... Yeah.
There. No. 215-592-9494.
Oh, Black Gritty here on WIP.
BG?
Spike, Ike, how you guys doing today?
Hello there, Black Gritty.
I'm calling for some serious business. I know I don't bother you guys that much, but Jackie Baseball, Nolo, I got money on you, bro. I got an old school uncle that loves Joe DeCamera. I got $100 overall, $20 each round. This fool texted me at 7 o'clock in the morning talking about where's my $20. He ain't got Venmo, Cash App, nothing. I got to pay him $20 and I got to drive this thing out.
He wants the cash, yeah.
Hey, bro, it's real out here. It's real out here. I heard Rio said. I heard what Chuck said. I heard what Trey said. I don't care about none of that. I've been supporting you for a long time, Jack. I gave you nickname Nolo for the pitching. For all the stuff you've been talking, all that time you done pumped your chest out. Let me remind you, you got two sons, and you probably got three more on deck, because the way you popping them out, you probably going to have five sons. Do you want them being coached at T-ball by Joe DeCamera? That's what's going to happen, Jack. If you don't handle this business, you can't go out there and coach these boys at nothing in life. They ain't never going to listen to you, son. Okay, pressure the world is upon you for your family, for your legacy, for your life, Jack. It's about you and your legacy. You go out there tomorrow and handle business. Because remember when you was out there running and nobody thought you could run? They all thought you were going to bust a wheel and blow your leg out.
I certainly thought he was.
Ike was out here impressed. You could hear it in his voice when he was making that last term.
Yep.
That's the Jack we need to show up. The one that is actually impossible. The one that puts the city on his back. You embarrass me. I mean, the family name. Don't embarrass the family. I apologize. I keep making this about me. It's not about me. It's about you and those two boys, okay? I want them to grow up and hear the legacy and believe in it. You talk so much trash about baseball, you have got to go out there and shut down this punk Scooby McDoo Joe DeCamera. Jack, I love you, brother. Don't let me down. I talk to y'all. Have a good day. Jack,
All right, BG.
Wow. Bringing the family into it.
He had to come in to support, man. Yeah. He had to make sure.
Him saying that DeCamera's going to coach your kids in Little League.
You might as well call him daddy.
Yeah. It makes it very real.
That's a Pedro moment.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've already killed the Mets are my daddy currently.
Yeah.
I can live with the Mets. I can't live with Joe DeCamera.
You can't live with Joe DeCamera.
Yeah. No.
It's a tough one. That's a tough one.
It's brutal. It's brutal.
Jeff in Wilmington, you're on WIP.
What's up, guys?
What's up, Jeff?
What up, Jeff?
I don't think the camera's going to get a ball in the outfield may not even be able to put the bat on the ball. I seriously would be surprised. If Jack can get the ball at least to 70 miles an hour, I don't think he's going to touch him.
Yeah, there's no way. Yeah, there's no way he's hitting a 70 mile per hour pitch.
I think we're all on the same page in that if Jack gets up there and throws strikes, that
it's over.
It's over. Yeah. It's going to be hot tomorrow. Yeah.
At best, the camera is hitting slow rollers.
Yeah,
to the shortstop or the pitcher.
And like I said, I think that is advantage Jack because it's fewer pitches he has to throw.
Yep.
And by the way, here's what happens. And I know Jack has talked about a breaking ball here and there. If Joe starts swinging the bat, that's when Jack can start to have fun.
Oh, yeah.
If Jack goes in there and throws strikes at the beginning and forces Joe to swing, that's when we get the highlights of Joe swinging and missing. Mm-hmm. And you know what's going to happen? If Jack, you're there, that's when we get Joe letting go of the bat accidentally because he's so fooled on the pitch.
Goes down to one knee.
The crowd getting behind you is just like, oh, my God, the glory.
Just like 2012.
Yep, just like 2012. All Chessmont. Weren't you?
I got a TV moment. But
first team all Chessmont.
I'm with the idea of the umpire still calling the balls and strikes, but the hitter's getting a chance to challenge.
Well, that's going to happen.
I know. I think that's the only fair way right now. I don't want it to go to all digital or whatever.
Right.
You know, the robo ump thing yet. I want to see how this goes first. Because like L.A. said, now I don't want to get rid of them like L.A. just said, just get rid of all of them. I don't think that's going to happen.
I think it goes one of two ways, Jeff. I think one way it could go is they bring in the ABS thing and it forces the umpires to be better because they get shown up for being worse. But I think the other thing that it could do is it could cause so much friction and it could cause so much second guessing of the umpires that it almost makes them worse, and then it pushes us into like, because what goes through my mind, and this is what goes through my mind every time that I hate replay in football, and every time somebody goes, well, the point is to get it right, and then I say to myself, well, if the point is to get it right, why are we just doing challenges?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? If the point is to do it right, well, then we should just get it right all the time. As opposed to three times a game, should it not count if you used up your three challenges? Is it no longer important to get it right in that one? And that's why I have the problem with the ABS thing and replay and all those things. I have no problem with replay if the umpire says, we're not sure, let's go replay it. Mm-hmm. But the whole, the team calling for a replay, I think it just adds this anxiety and friction between players and umpires.
If you're on the field playing, the last thing you want to hear is an umpire say, well, we're not sure.
Well, yeah, for sure. Yeah, yeah. go ahead.
My TV moment would be, I believe it was in the winter or January, February, March of 83 when Michael Jackson did the moonwalk while he was playing Billie Jean on either I can't remember if it was American Music Awards or the Grammys. It was one of the two, but I remember that distinctly. Like, oh, my God, what's this guy doing?
American Music Awards popped in my head.
Yeah, AMA, right?
Yeah.
I think that's what it was. Yeah. I remember that, too.
Sorry. Yeah, I got choked
that's
up.
That's a big night. That's a big night, Fritz.
Oh, what? Man.
Michael Jackson do the moonwalk.
Nice. I saw some video of Michael Jackson impersonators like beefing today.
It was very funny.
It's so funny. The guy like thinks he's Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
You're both just impersonating.
Well, he was like admiring the other Michael Jackson impersonator. Yeah.
There's a lot of those out in LA. I'm pretty sure you've seen a lot of those out there.
All over the place.
Well, it was our first night in New Orleans. Remember the guy was.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, he was
that?
Horrible.
Yeah, remember that?
Horrible.
Right outside the.
Standing outside the restaurant.
Yeah, he was asleep. Elliot booked the restaurant.
Oh, my God, yes.
And nobody was tipping him, so he gave up and just started looking at his phone halfway through.
He made the mistake of doing it like this week before the Super Bowl when no one was there yet.
Yeah, he got there early. He should have waited till like third. Well, you know what? He probably did all week.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, he was there all week.
You think he got better as the week went on?
No.
Was like the guy who was rapping across the street. He was live rapping. So he was rapping about everybody.
I remember him. Yeah.
He was rapping about everybody as they walked by.
Seeing Michael Jackson do the moonwalk was unbelievable.
Yeah.
Every kid wanted to be Michael Jackson.
Yep.
You know, of course, I had the official Michael Jackson glove and jacket.
I had a glove.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was official, but I had one. I had one of those gloves, man.
Oh, dude. That was something.
I don't think I ever got a jacket. I don't think I ever got a beaded jacket.
Yeah,
I wanted one.
I had the, I think it was the Thriller jacket. It was like fake leather, the plastic one.
Yeah.
It was red with the black V on the front. I think that was the Thriller jacket.
Yeah. Beaded had the zippers.
The zippers and the diamond shoulder pads or whatever, right?
Yep.
Coming up next, so Bill Barnwell of ESPN ranked the best playmaker cores in the NFL. So this includes running back, wide receiver, and tight end. Ah. So we will find out where the Eagles fell. They also ranked the best defensive tackles in the NFL, and we will find out where Jalen Carter fell. 215-592-9494. Today's show sponsored by Gaida Door and Window. Take advantage of Gaida's big summer sales event. Get 40% off all windows and doors. Call 877-GO-GAIDA or visit goguida.com. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.